Ladies and gentlemen, there are very little things, very few things in life that move me. But mass layoffs in the tech sector make me realize how beautiful this world is and how sometimes things turn out well. Holy shit, a beautiful takeover by Elon Musk. He played his hand relatively wise, not alarming people during the week, but what he did today is absolutely beautiful. He locked out every Twitter employees out of the system. He had them stay home, and he said, those of you who are still employed, we're gonna call you back. You will know. We're going to restore your access to the system. But for now, Twitter is in a full system lockdown. This is how you protect against these little revolutionaries. This is how you make sure that they won't do these little clubs, they won't do these little forums that that take over your company and develop a culture of resistance against the boss. You send them all home, and they're complaining, oh, this is not in compatibility with the federal law because you had to warn us 60 days in advance. As far as I know, Elon Musk is still paying them, so probably what he's doing is he's denying them access to his new property, but he's probably going to pay them as much as he's obliged to pay them, and then it's going to be bye-bye. There's no official announcement of the number, but we see on the social media a lot of Twitter employees are reporting that they have lost their job. It looks like we are headed toward a 50-person slash in the workforce. It's too little, John Drake, you're right. It's too little, but it's a good slash to begin with. And hopefully this is just who's obviously expendable. And eventually, as the work culture restarts and rebuilds toward a novel type of culture, Elon Musk will be able to have a higher resolution and say, all right, I can fire a little more than this. Hopefully, we get there. But it seems that the hardcore leftists have been fired. One of the person fired is making a case that, oh, he's the guy who detected that the original Twitter algorithm was favoring right-wing voices, and he's the guy who brought all these changes so that Twitter would favor the left-wing voices. It's like, holy shit. And they're presenting this as, you see Elon Musk, how he's wrong? He's firing those people who have done the right thing, those people who have abolished right-wing voices on Twitter. No, it's exactly what we need. We need to fire these people. This whole idea that the original Twitter algorithm was favoring right-wing voices, or they said the same thing about the YouTube algorithm, by the way. It's just that people wanted this. People wanted this content, and so we were producing it, and the algorithm was sending them to us. What they've done in the middle of this is to bias the algorithm so that people wouldn't get what they want. The only feature of the original algorithms of both Twitter and YouTube that was biased toward the right wing is that they were biased toward popularity. And as it turns out, on political discussions, left-wing discussions aren't popular. You can create a fake enthusiasm around them. You can create a culture of bread tubing by biasing the algorithm. But we know that on the free market, people just naturally converge toward right-wing talking points because they are more complex, they are more fit to reality. You really need to create an artificial bubble to maintain a left-wing culture on social media, which is why there is a slogan that says, a saying that says that any non-censored, non-manipulated platform will systematically converge toward right-wing thought naturally. And so therefore, any system that survives, that becomes a bread tubing type of system or Twitter-like circle jerk of leftists and warmongers, has been touched by a human hand. Benzo Playboy says, this is absolutely the case. Leftism is artificially maintained. Yeah, and it's maintained at huge cost for these companies. Because, yeah, you can maintain this if you have a flow of money of hundreds of millions of dollars of deficit every year. But you're working against nature. You're working against the natural behavior of your audiences. So you can't make Twitter economically viable under this model. You can make it survive if you have a flow of money coming in and the ADL trying to prop you up. But for Elon Musk, he wants to transform Twitter into a sustainable machine. Now, not even a profit machine, just something that doesn't cost too much. That would be already awesome for Elon Musk. John Drake says, put the algorithm in the end user's hands and we won't have to worry about what it's doing or not doing. Well, let me tell you that the signs given by Elon Musk today are extremely positive. We'll look through all this, but I just want to show you a critical interaction that Elon Musk has had with Jan Malmström. Jan Malmström has always been a great guy, always respected me. He's been bizarre on some points, but most of the time this guy is right on target. Elon Musk was saying, Twitter has had a massive drop in revenue due to activist groups pressuring advertisers, even though nothing has changed with content moderation, and we did everything we could to appease the activists. Extremely messed up. They're trying to destroy free speech in America. Jan Malmström said, it's time to stop appeasing the activists because they will stop at nothing to hurt Twitter, regardless of what you do. And Elon Musk said, you're right. That is extremely white-pilling. If Elon Musk has now understood that the ADL would go after him, that the ADL has overplayed its end, because they're already telling the advertisers to leave Twitter. Look at this. Extremely messed up. Musk says activists causing a massive drop in revenue as mass layoffs looms. They didn't even given the chance to present his view of the Twitter platform. And that may be an error of the ADL. Because if the ADL had reacted to a change of platform, Elon Musk would have been kind of bound by what he's already done in terms of change. But now they are radicalizing Elon Musk before the changes are done. So the changes could get, as Trump had once pointed out, the wall just got 6 feet higher or 10 feet higher. Elon Musk TOS could get 6 feet lower. And that would be absolutely beautiful if he's already understood that the left will go after him no matter what, because it's what they do. They parasitize, they pull down everyone. Because they have it in their mind that it's either them, they win, or the situation is unacceptable and we will cancel you. But can you cancel an Elon Musk that has just bought Twitter? Elon Musk has done a survey. Advertisers, should they support freedom of speech or political correctness? 80% of people say freedom of speech. So it seems that the advertisers here are responding to the call of the ADL to stop their publicity. But the people who view these ads want them to stand for freedom of speech. So if Elon Musk can take the local hit here and say, I'm going to think long term. Long term, these advertisers will have to come back whenever they have money to spend on advertising, because all of the highs of humanity will be here on Twitter. If Elon Musk can take the short-term hit and think long-term, he will impose a new way of doing within big tech. That is, my job is attracting the eyes of people. You are an advertiser. You don't control content. You may control where your advertisement is showing, but that's it. And respect that we are here handling free speech. We are creating a platform where people's political speech will be of all kinds. And you're going to have to endure this. And if you get a protest and ADL knocking at your door, tell them, we have no choice. Twitter is the only place where people are, and therefore we need to buy advertising there. The leftists were bragging that there was a drop in revenue. Nandini Jami says, how do I print and frame a tweet? I want to put this on our website as a testimonial. These people are happy about doing damage to Elon's corporation. I think they're going to regret this because Elon still hasn't played his hand. He can totally decide, all right, you guys have damaged me enough that I don't care about you anymore. Because you won't have further advertisers that you can convince of the platform. You won't have further power. And so what you destroyed up to now is already destroyed. You're not going to get anything else from me. And I'm not going to let myself be extorted toward a policy that is not in my advantage. And look at who's putting her nose into this thing. Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom, Twitter refreshed the page, so I lost her tweet. Ah, there it is. Lisa Bloom. Do you know what it means when Lisa Bloom is on your case? Lisa Bloom is the liar who has represented all these women who were making false allegations against Donald Trump during the campaign. Lisa Bloom is an agent of the dark money networks of George Soros, pro-Democrat, pro-Israeli causes that go after any perceived enemy of the Democrat order in America. If Lisa Bloom is trying to make a humanitarian case out of the Twitter employees getting laid off right now, this means we have all of the usual suspects going after Elon Musk. When they get to Lisa Bloom, I mean, Lisa Bloom was representing Kathy Griffin. Do you remember? Kathy Griffin. When you get to Lisa Bloom, it's their last agent. And so Elon Musk must understand that he's reached the bottom here. And they're not going to stop. They're going to chew at you, Elon, no matter what you do. You can put TOS that bans Papa JF. They're going to say it's not enough. We also need to ban this and that. Or you can go the other way. Understand that they've pulled their last bullets against you. See, Lisa Bloom says, Twitter employees, do not sign anything when you're laid off. Consult with an attorney first. Buried in the fine print may be a waiver of your rights under California and federal law. Those rights are important and valuable. Hashtag Twitter layoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Lisa Bloom picking a handful of Twitter employees who will claim something along the lines of Elon Musk came into Twitter and a culture of racism instantly birthed within the building. I am 90% sure we're going to see some massive sexual harassment or racism case against Elon Musk himself or against the new Twitter engineers from Tesla that could have showed up in the last week. Keith Woods was reporting the ADL call. Look at what the ADL said. Today we are joining dozens of other groups to ask advertisers to pause Twitter spending because we are profoundly concerned about anti-Semitism and hate on the platform. Here's why we're asking advertisers to hashtag stop hate for profit and hashtag stop toxic Twitter. This is the big cards of the left. They want to strangle Twitter financially. I hope that Elon Musk has the balls to go through this, because there's not much after this. If you can handle this, Elon, it's not getting worse for you after. It's getting better and better. And eventually these people have zero power over you. Just ask yourself this, Elon, if you're juggling with this question right now, You just spent $44 billion to own what you own. Do you really own any of it if the ADL can decide to strangle you financially and you make a move from it? You don't really own it. Just like you wouldn't own your car if you had to ask permission to drive it in the morning to anyone. So own your Twitter, Elon. Pass through this with a zen attitude. Let the ADL just smear you to the maximum. You have the power, Elon, and if you have the courage and the balls to go through a couple of weeks of this, you will come out of this as a true owner of a truly free platform. Freedom is on your shoulders, Elon. I ask you to be extremely careful with your decision making here. Do not let human beings break your principles internally. You have to have this pillar inside of you and pursue it. You will be rewarded in the long run, you know, because everything you do is based around principles. And the principles that you need in 2022 is to fight these people. Jan sends $250. Thank you so much. People are so generous, and Jan has been so generous across the years. Thank you so much, bro. He says, one of my sons is very extroverted, despite both me and the mom are as introverted as you can be. Yes, I am genetically the father. How does genetic randomization cause this? Can a couple on a deserted island create a complete tribe with the various types of niche personalities that are needed? Those are excellent questions. Be careful with extrovert personalities. I don't want to scare you here, but some amount of extroversion could guide him toward becoming gay. I've seen it in a friend of mine. A friend of mine in high school, it all started with extroversion. And he was always more fabulous and more fabulous. And there was no limit to his extroversion. So much so that he wanted to act gay before even being gay. I mean, we've seen it because I've been friends with this guy between 10 years old and 16 years old. And holy shit, this guy. This guy was gay before gay. This guy was gay before he had seen a dick of anyone else. All this to say, be careful and try to cultivate in him a strong desire to not to fully oppress this aspect of this personality, because there is some function of some degree of extroversion. I mean, right here I'm doing a show. In a way, I'm speaking to people for 1 hour. Of course, I'm extroverting a lot of my thoughts, and so these talents can serve. But be careful that he's not too rewarded for doing stupid stuff. And be careful to cultivate a high understanding of the social limit, of not violating people's social limit. If your son was a girl, it would be less dramatic, because an extroverted girl, you know, is just going to be acting crazy sometimes, and that's it. But I've seen the conversion between childhood extroversion and homosexual lifestyle in adulthood, and holy shit, was that bad. I mean, it was terrible. So, as far as the genetic randomization causing this, I have no idea. Basically, when we look at extroversion measures on the genetic irritability, it's not as irritable as IQ. It's not as irritable as schizophrenia. So there you have already a sign that the genes are less tight on this. There is other either environmental or randomness factors involved. Why would you want a thing not to be irritable? Perhaps because the usefulness of that thing is very varying. So you may need that thing in some environment. It may pay off, but not so much. And it may pay off, it may cost something in the other environment, but not so much. And so when you have randomness like this, it means there was not a clear answer as to, is it good to be extroverted always? Or is it good to be extroverted at times? It's as if the genes hadn't grasped yet the proper direction to go evolutionarily. And there may be no proper direction. So when you have a random phenotype, what it tells you is the natural selection pressure were not strong enough to force it to be non-random. So my conclusion would be being an extrovert has not been too costly in the past. Being an extrovert has also not been rewarding very much in the past. So that's the good news. It's like this feature of your child, you don't have to care all that much about it. It doesn't give him a clear disadvantage or a clear advantage. Based Saxon says, JF, the only show that takes a stand on heterosexuality. Always good to catch the live show. Hope everyone is cozy. Oh yes, I've said it and I've said it before and I'll say it again. In fact, if I get unbanned from Twitter, my first tweet will be a tweet about heterosexuality. I've already decided this. I will be honoring Elon Musk as a high-level heterosexual man. I will be giving him basically a badge of honor, maybe in the form of an NFT. I don't know. We could think about some blockchain solution to heterosexuality where your accomplishments in the domain of having balls get noted on a blockchain that is absolutely decentralized. I don't know exactly what form it will take, but I know that this will be the theme of my first tweet if I get unbanned. Lisa Bloom was writing to Elon Musk. Elon Musk 30 minutes ago was saying, again, to be crystal clear, Twitter's strong commitment to content moderation remains absolutely unchanged. In fact, we have actually seen hateful speech at times this week decline below our prior norms, contrary to what you may read in the press. And Lisa Bloom was saying, hi, Elon, this is the part where you're supposed to pretend you care about the thousands of workers you laid off today in the cruelest way possible. I guess you fired the communications people, so you don't have anyone to write it for you. Hashtag Twitter layoff. Yeah, and the Fed says fire Yoel Roth. There is no evidence for now that Yoel Roth is fired or not fired. He has not been tweeting the whole day. So is Yoel Roth crying at home? Or is because Yoel Roth is the anti-Trump Jewish homosexual who he self-identifies as a Jew, homosexual Jew, who is heading the trust and safety bannings, that kind of stuff. If Yoel Roth is not fired, then that is a big problem because this guy has said before that Donald Trump was fascism. And if you're down there, if you're at this level, there's no solution with Yoel Roth within Twitter. Andy No was commenting, update, Twitter engineer manager Jay Haller was laid off. Jay Haller, Twitter's engineering manager, says Elon Musk becoming a Twitter board member has radicalized and broken him. He's trying everything he can to stop Musk. So that was on April 5. That was months ago, where he was complaining publicly about Elon Musk. Well, now Elon Musk is his boss and he just got fired. Absolutely great news here. Some leftists were coming back to Elon Musk and they were saying, you're complaining about losing all these advertisers, but you have tweeted non-credible information. He said, "You tweeted a conspiracy theory from a website less credible than the National Enquirer like 4 days ago. We all need to look inward as well as outward." So he was suggesting to him that if you want to know the reason why advertisers are fleeing, don't put it on the leftist, put it onto you. But Elon Musk has a proper reply there, and therefore Twitter should die. It's true that I don't see the logical connection here. I don't see why, because Elon Musk has tweeted a tweet that wasn't reliable and deleted it, why would you want Twitter to die as a result? Jan, by the way, is super chat. I had not answered the last part of his question. He was asking, suppose you're on a desert island, and would there be a mechanism for creating a complete tribe with the various types of niche personalities that are needed? Yes, there would be. That being said, you have to be careful because niche occupation is a separate question from genetic to phenotype randomness. So genetic to phenotype randomness is the fact that you are an introvert, your wife is an introvert, but your child is an extrovert. So here that's telling you there is some degree of randomness, even if you're a descendant of fully introvert people across many generations. Okay, so we learned that Yoel is still in position. Well, that is a bad news. I don't think there's a solution with Yoel Roth in place, unless Elon Musk has such a level of heterosexuality that he exudes heterosexuality like so much that he converts people around him. That would be a level of heterosexuality not expected. I've never seen it personally. The capacity to just exude the alpha hetero mood, I don't think it's going to happen. So genetic to phenotype randomness is due to a lack of clear selection pressure. You end up having no strong genes strongly linked to extrovert because it's not clear that it pays off being an extrovert, and then you end up not having strong genes linked to introversion because it's not clear that it pays or that it punishes either. Now, the question of the complexity of tribes and niche occupation, that's a different question. Because the kind of genes that will evolve that allow the kind of diversification of talents, those genes are not randomly linked to the phenotype. It's not, oh, you randomly obtain a baker and then you randomly obtain a screw engineer, an engineer of some mechanical style, and then you randomly obtain a high IQ creator. What's happening then in a niche occupation environment is either the genes are strongly linked to their phenotype, but they are only inherited in lines of descent that form a small percentage of society. So the baker's son becomes the baker, the high IQ son becomes the high IQ of the next generation from a high IQ parent. This is a form of niche occupation that can happen. You can also have the kind of joker card of niche occupation. So if there's 1,000 different niches with 1,000 different trade-offs that kind of make it so that if you want to be a good baker, you need to go full baker, then you must have genes that identify the rare positions in society, those for which there is demand, and then the genes would trigger their reaction only in those people who perceive demand. And arguably, a lot of the genes in humanity would fit that description. Just the fact that people are interested in any field when they're young, and then they converge toward one specialty and they specialize in it. Just this behavior right there would be that kind of first seek the niche, second stick to it. You could have genes of stubbornness. You could see them as playing a role in this. Genes that show interest and openness. So those are genes that would allow you to detect okay, there's lots of jobs for plumbers in my society, so I'm going to become a plumber. So arguably, we are very much that type. Rather than the random type, we are very much occupying human niches in an exchangeable way across generations. Although there is still some form of high IQ parents lead to relatively high IQ children, which can maybe bias them toward a higher IQ occupation. It's all very loose. It's all very loose, and there are plenty of people who come from professional parents with education who will end up not professional and not in trades, but in trades rather than in some kind of flyer office or whatever. I have some questions coming on the regular chat. By the way, if you'd like to support the show like Jan has done amazingly with this $250 donation, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Knoy has said, hey, JF, could you bury the hatchet with Nick Fuentes and restream on cozy.tv? There needs to be more high IQ content there. I will never stream on cozy.tv. Never, never, never. I will never stream. I don't know if I will say never, but 99% of the chance I will never stream on any private platform of any kind. Not even one created and hosted by myself. I believe in public platforms. I'm an original YouTuber, an OJ of YouTube, an OG of YouTube. And I am born on the internet with open platform, open competition, and absolute equality among new creators. That's the free market in which I feel good. I don't feel good that I have to write an email to open a channel. And I don't feel good that my competitors have to write an email to open a channel. I like the Odyssey style of you start a channel and you do whatever you want. That is that is the internet liberty that I'm interested at favoring. And I don't like this. You have to write to a person to get permission to have a channel. Roughman says Spirit Man wants to put a barcode on JF's ball. Fuck that. JF is on a crusade of mass insemination. Put a barcode on your own testicles, Spirit Man. Read TRP and keep that barcode away from JF's ball. Very well said. Jonathan Dow says, JF, what species could be the next closest to a new revolutionary phenotype situation behind humans? That is a very interesting question. It's amazing, but probably the viruses. You know, I don't see moose, I don't see lions, I don't see fish, I don't see plants getting interested at all in the fine printing of genes. They have converged towards something, a completely separate branch of how to survive. Their problems are not readily accessible through self-genetic editing. However, viruses, in the way they work, in the way they slip into other organisms, are very much close to the concept of idealized printers that I've mentioned in my book. And as such, they are probably the closest to do a TRP other than human. It's fascinating because you would think, well, what about monkeys, apes? Well, before they would be an alarming source of revolutionary phenotypes, they would have to redevelop culture, society, civilization, And they won't in the presence of humans, because humans repress this niche. They take this niche and they keep it for themselves. But the viruses, they are already playing with genes. They are already printing themselves into our genome from other media. They would be the very much the most likely entities to start a new phenotypic revolution. All it would take is a DNA virus that realizes, hey, I'm just inserting myself into the genome of these humans or the genome of these lions. How about I create my own lions? Because right now I'm controlling 17% of their genome. And it's been introduced loosely through the millions of years. What if I take a whole human genome or a whole lion genome and I have an army of lions at my service? Could that be useful to me? Could I be more successful that way? Then I'm going to do it. So a virus would just have to find an interest at having these controllable lions armies. And I can imagine putting aside how cool that would be, I can imagine why there would be an evolutionary path toward there. It might start with slow lion control, you know? I'm not going to fully control this lion like a robot, but I'm going to have just slightly more aggressive lions that will just slightly dominate more continental parts. And then eventually, oh, I can not only have this, I can have full lion control. LBRT sends 150 LBC. Thank you so much. I can't wait for these LBC to be worth $1 each, because that's when I will sell. I'm keeping my LBCs, and I like to see a big amount like this, because in my head it makes 150. Ding, 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 ding. He says, thanks for sticking with Odyssey. Seems a lot of people are jumping to Rumble, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't like Rumble. I don't like the style. I don't like the community they've gathered. I don't like the payment per month model that is very costly for small creators. In many ways, they are a private platform of the same kind as Cozy.tv. It's just a little more democratic how you can start a channel. But in the live streaming domain, it's not democratic at all. You have to pay from the beginning. Because a live stream will just take too much data output, and you're going to have to pay for it. Go Away says, JF, I'm worried since the legalization of cannabis in the Western world and how many new strains are created each year in the pursuit of a stronger high that we are barreling uncontrollably towards TRP. I wouldn't worry too much about marijuana and... In fact, much of the developments is not toward more powerful strains. Much of the development is actually that people are tired of these powerful strains, and they would want an experience with marijuana that just puts them in a relaxed mood without too much hallucination and psychosis. So I wouldn't be too worried. And marijuana legalization has not been as big as people expected it. It's happening in Canada, and actually there may be a lower interest in it. Personally, I don't see any trace of marijuana impacts on my little society, a very isolated society. Maybe in town it's different. But I'm not worried at all. I haven't seen this become a massive phenomenon. The leftists are being criticized for their attitude before Elon and after Elon. Before Elon, they were saying, if you don't like it, then go make your own Twitter. Twitter is a private company. It can do whatever it wants. The government must not regulate private companies. Twitter doesn't even matter in the real world. Only a small fraction of the population uses Twitter. No problem with billionaires owning Twitter. And then after Elon, it's impossible to make our own Twitter. Twitter under ownership of Elon must abide by our hate speech rules. Twitter cannot do whatever it wants. It literally is fascist and killing people. Government must regulate and break up Twitter to stop it from becoming a platform for hate. An evil billionaire is taking over the largest mainstream internet media. Twitter is the public marketplace of ideas. Elon, the billionaire buying Twitter instead of solving world hunger, is literally so selfish. This is a beautiful presentation of the double standard here that we have. The double standard that leftists are applying to Twitter. Forex Shark was sending me a question on Discord. He says, Jeff, instead of sitting the woke employees, you might want to go to the other route of saying you learned your lesson and you now accept that everyone has their own lifestyle and you respect and appreciate all forms of life, etc. Buzzword. Instead of sitting the woke employees, you might want to go the other route of saying you learned your lesson and you now accept that everyone has their own lifestyle and you respect and appreciate all forms of life. I know someone who did this and it worked. They got the account back after many months of permaban and they just got it back last week. Okay, you mean in terms of being accepted back on Twitter? I don't know. I don't know if I want to beg to that level of being, you're saying that I accept that everyone has their own lifestyle. I mean, I've never said anything against this. I've never said that people shouldn't have their own lifestyle. But you mean to be apologizing, to be in my application for an appeal? I don't know, man. I've never apologized publicly. I've never bent the knee publicly. And I don't think I will bend the knee privately. I have requested that they restore my account. But I don't think there's anything to apologize for. And my account hasn't even been banned for hate speech. My account has been banned for spamming and illegal use of the Twitter platform, which I've never done. Now, should I fake an apology for spamming? I don't know, man. This is touching me right in the heart. I've been so many times offered to apologize for something I hadn't done. And never I have apologized. Never I will admit to something I haven't done. I don't care if that means not having a Twitter account. And I don't care if that means being rejected from society. This society has to change. It has to stop competing people, extorting people for apologies that they shouldn't be giving. And when I've decided to be self-canceling, to be talking about subjects that I knew would get me canceled, I've decided that I would stubbornly pursue this route until society fixed itself. Not until Papa JF bends the knee and gives up and cracks and says, oh, I would like to have this extra money from having extra audiences on Twitter. There will never be a JF apology nor a JF bending the knee, neither in private nor in public, because I've done nothing wrong in my life and I will always stand by this. I will never fake being the person deserving punishment that the leftist delusional fools want to impose on us. And I hope that you enjoy me for this. I hope that when you're giving a super chat to JF, it's because you want to maintain this pillar on into society. Because if JF bends the knee, just like the 99 out of 100 who all bend the knee, and you're telling me there's this other guy who got his account back by apologizing, fuck him, fuck all of the 99 people who have cucked, fuck Elon Musk, fuck the leftists, fuck Lisa Bloom, fuck all of them. I will never apologize. I don't care if that means streaming on an MP4 live refresh on a dark web website. I will never apologize for something I haven't done. He says, the things she posted on Twitter were much more bannable than JF. I don't think some faceless Twitter worker would know this. They just look at the flagged post and the appeal, I believe. I doubt they do any research into the person when handling these things. Publicly or to a real person, in this case, who cares? No one will ever see it, and you're basically feeding into to a robot. If you start kneeling to a robot... I can't believe that Forex Shark is trying to get the author of this book to kneel to a robot by saying, JF, it's okay, it's just a robot. I will not, Forex Shark. I get the empathic thing that you're trying to do here. You're trying to get me into a better position on Twitter. I will not. I will not kneel in private. I never did. Do you know the number of times an ex to steal my children from me has invented stuff? And do you know the number of times I could have said, oh, I did it, but I'm sorry. And I never did it. So if you think I'm going to kneel in 2022 to a fucking bunch of delusional Twitter workers who have been fired today already, no, you're completely beside the track. You have no idea how much I'm willing to pursue these principles down into hell. Into living hell for myself until it's fixed. And that gives you a flag that you can track in society. That gives you a measure. When you start forcing people to confront your principles, you start measuring them. And tell yourself this: as long as I don't see JF back on Twitter, I know that this whole Elon Musk crap was bullshit. Because I'm an author, I'm a high IQ guy who makes reasonable points, there is no reason why I shouldn't be back on Twitter. There is no reason why I would have to admit to falsehoods. And the Twitter takeover by Elon Musk, to me, will have been a failure, not only if I'm not brought back, but if Keith Woods is not brought back, if Philosophy Cat is not brought back. And I don't want these people to use the weak tactics of false apology. I want these people to be reinstated out of a massive reinstatement of anything. Because you can get the special reinstatement. That is no surprise. I mean, if you wanted me to be specially reinstated, I know that you have money for Shark. You know that you can just pay Twitter and they're going to dedicate an open ear to you. You know that people were maintaining their account on YouTube back in the days by having this network of paid agents that were well-connected within the trust and safety, and they were getting those strikes removed from their channel. I don't want any of this. If the general process is unfair, I want to be punished by it so that it can be seen by all on the internet that this process is unfair. Fractal Man sends a super chat. He says, fuck the cucks. Cowbutt says, we only live once. Never apologize. Never be a coward. Nicholas Petris says, based king. Ruffman says, JF, do women prefer shaved or unshaved balls? I ask because I don't understand the mind of women, especially on this matter. I don't think there is much... I don't think that there's much things you can do to your balls that will change the behavior of your woman. Your woman likes your balls because she loves you. And so that is the thing. Your woman loves your ball through you. Now, I know that as a man, you have a more categorical brain that is able to divide things into boxes. And you're able to say, oh, my woman has a beautiful nose, but not beautiful ears. She has a beautiful pussy, but I don't like the hair on this pussy. That is not how the female brain works. So don't worry too much about your balls. Do it for your own feeling of cleanliness. Personally, I shaved my whole body because I don't like the idea of having all sorts of hair everywhere, accumulating scents and various sweating. So to me, when I work, I feel better in my clothes if I'm fully shaved, and somehow it feels more free. Tasteless opinion. You blatantly abuse Twitter moderation. People like Musk notice. Elon buys the shit to prevent it. He fires the abusers. We tell you, you brought this upon yourselves. You mock us while losing. And then you'll say, you'll burn the shit down. That is a proper representation of what's happening. They are at the seventh point, the point where they have lost already. So that's also why it's not worth kneeling. I'm not going to kneel. If I had to kneel, I would have done it 5 years ago. I'm not going to kneel when my stubborn pursuit of the truth is starting to pay off. Are you kidding me? This is the worst time in the history of the internet to kneel. You're literally going to get nothing from it. Conspiracy author David Icke, banned from the EU, labeled a terrorist. Conspiracy author David Icke has been banned from entering the EU and designated as a level 3 terrorist. Holy shit. The public speaker and former BBC television host was due to attend an event in Amsterdam this weekend, but will now reportedly be prevented from entering any country in the European Union. that is harsh. For someone who has an opinion on COVID, 5G, and some things I disagree with, but a level 3 terrorist. I don't know what the levels stand for. Forex Shark says, I use Twitter for work. For me, social media is important, but I don't have any personal social media at all and never have. Well, I do the same, but I've been interested in my career at leveraging. Leveraging your interaction with social media, but in an uncompromising way. Because see, most people think, well, I can't operate without a Twitter account. I'm going to become no one on the internet. I'm going to lose everything. But see, I've felt this before in my life, and it wasn't for a Twitter account. It was for academia. You know, when you're specializing yourself like me in PhD level studies and postdoc, really all I could be employed for in my specific subdomain of expertise would literally to be specifically a professor doing research, federally funded research on monkeys. When you specialize like this, and this is what academia leads to, you end up being convinced, holy shit, these people hold me by the balls. I have to keep a good CV. I have to produce a lot of scientific articles. And so this feeling of dependence, I've felt it before much, much more gravely than with social media and Twitter. And I freed myself from it by saying, you know what, I'm going to throw myself down the bridge. I'm not committing suicide, but I'm going to destroy my career. And since 99% of the people don't have PhDs and survive, there must be something out there to survive. And this is how you need to approach it when you start feeling that I can't lose my Twitter account, it would be dramatic. Well, then we need to make a better world where it's not dramatic. And I'm going to be the first to go to the bat. I'm going to be the first to be a news guy on Odyssey. Because if that world rejects you so much and holds you by the balls so much that you are afraid of living without it, then the world is not properly built, and we need to build a better world. I've done it for academia, and it was hard. It was long for me to get to that realization. But doing it for Twitter was easy. Because once you've claimed your liberty once you've said, I don't give a shit, I burn everything behind, and I just walk forward in life, you realize what's forward is so much better than what's behind. You end up laughing at yourself at having perceived some kind of trap, some kind of shackles from which you didn't think you could free yourself. Elon Musk has declared an all-out war on his former staff at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Massive layoffs go into effect at Twitter. Affect? Go into effect? With no formal notice and gut-wrenching efficiency, Musk and his inner circle have eliminated about half of its pre-Elon workforce, 3,700 Twitter jobs gone. This number is not official. It's Geraldo Rivera, who maybe he's divagating, but it's definitely a good start. At 3,700, if that was true, I like it. The Paul Pelosi situation is improving, is developing. NBC News mysteriously pulls its exclusive report on how Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, 82, calmly opened the door to cops in his underpants and then walked towards Hammer intruder who bludgeoned on him. Oh, this is getting more complex. So Paul Pelosi, they're saying as part of this report that Paul Pelosi did not immediately declare an emergency. So he calmly opened the door. It seems that the story is more complex than just a guy entering his home, because if a guy has entered his home and the police shows up at the door, the first thing you want to do is escape. There's a guy, he wants to kill me. That's not how it happened. He calmly opened the door and then walked toward the guy, the hammer intruder. Fascinating. The first thing you do if the police is coming to save you, and they're there to save you, and there's a killer after you, you run to them, you run to safety. So why did they delete it? Is it because it's false, or is it because it's deranging to the Democrats, and they don't want to get into the detail of a potential presence of this man for longer than is claimed right now? And perhaps for other reasons than are claimed publicly. Something smells fishy here. Ruffman says, I feel like Elon Musk and JF look alike. My subconscious mind has organized Elon and JF right beside each other. I feel like Elon is just one degree of autism away from becoming JF. Yes, that is not, when I look at this, I see JF maybe at around 27 years old. Now, I'm 38 years old now. When I see Elon Musk say, in response to Yan Malchung saying, it's time to stop appeasing the activists because they will stop at nothing to hurt Twitter regardless of what you do, and Elon Musk realizing you're right, this moment of realization happened in me around 27, 28, maybe somewhere in that range. When I realized that no matter what I do, the system either conquers my freedom and controls everything I do, and I self-censor for the rest of my life. And I play along with the system, but nothing that I do then is owned by me for real. Or I challenge the system. I go after what seems to be injustice. I go for the truth. And I just equip myself to take whatever cost this imposes on my life. I chose the second path, and holy shit, it would be beautiful if Elon Musk was on his way to become radicalized by these attacks against him. Jonathan Dow says, Jeff, how many more crazy wives / children does Elon have in his future? As much as he wants. And based on the behavior of his father, you would believe that he seems to be tempted and he could be tempted just like his father to be in continuous insemination mode until late age. That being said, Elon has a lot of other things on his shoulders. He also cares a lot about civilization. And so it's all about at what point will Elon feel this feeling that, okay, I've had enough babies now, I'm going to fix the world for them. Now, it wouldn't be good for his genetic fitness. For his genetic fitness, he should just keep inseminating. But there's also that moment in life where you get too tired and you say, all right, I have much more babies than the average. I'm good. I'm just going to keep making the world better so that they can live in a better world. And Musk has the means to significantly change the unfolding of civilization. Kanye West is now regularly using Parler, and he has Parlered something. I will not show it on screen, but he has Parlered something that combines the N-word and other components into a kind of joke or kind of comparison, and he ended up being censored by Parler, and which he owns. So Parler, the way they censor is they leave it up, but they put a little window on top of it, and they say trolling content detected. And then you have the option of clicking show anyway, and you can see the Kanye West Parler. Very interesting. Trolling content detected. Doesn't seem like Kanye was trolling. It seems like he was making a massive statement about how anti-Semitism is the new N-word, basically. And you can respect what Kanye is trying to say here. There is some sense in this, in the fact that what was slavery, basically, back at the root of the U.S., is now financial slavery, exactly the kind of financial slavery that the ADL is trying to impose on Elon Musk. And ultimately, if Elon Musk bends the knee to this kind of offer of slavery, he is nothing else than a slave going forward. So very important thoughts here being censored by Parler and being presented as trolling. I don't see the trolling at all in this statement. Robocat sends $5 on Entropy. Thank you so much for the donation. He says, I want a refund. Well, Robocat, if you were trying Entropy, you didn't want to give $5, but I got your $5. Contact me on Discord, because he only typed the H in his super chat. H. Maybe he was just trying to handle the platform, and he made the error of clicking, and it gave away the super chat. But I have no problem refunding you. You can use various paths for this. You can either talk to the Entropy people or you can talk directly to me. Join the Discord link below, and I will arrange with Entropy that they don't charge you for this. I just need to be in contact with you to report on my success. And even if Entropy is telling me we won't refund them, I will send you a PayPal reimbursement. I absolutely do not want to take money from people who give it by error. So contact me on Discord. The link to my Discord server is in the description below. Or contact me through email at jfg.world. You will find my email address at the bottom. I will be happy to send you a payment by PayPal back for your $5. I absolutely do not want to take money against people's will. Maybe, and I will cover all fees involved, you will get a full $5 back. Maybe firing people for being white was not the best strategy. Apparently, there's this company called Twilio who had decided we're going to get rid of all of our white employees. And they had decided this some time ago. But now they are fully crashing. It's like, okay, the anti-racist layoffs are starting here. And it's like, okay, we're firing our white employees, and boom, they fall. Well, of course, beyond just the racist aspect of this, it's also not a good idea. Your white employees were probably necessary to your functioning. Morning Wood says, ARK trying to hawk shares of now private Twitter to retail investors. So apparently there's this platform called ARK by Cathie Wood, and they somehow have their hands on some of these private Twitter shares that are shared with Elon Musk. And I don't know, somehow their retail investors are capable of buying those private shares. I don't know, because Elon Musk has built so many partnerships in this. He has accepted a partnership with the Arab guy, a partnership with the Binance guy. So there's a lot of people who actually have a share of Twitter right now. 8 months pregnant, Twitter worker reveals she's among those fired during Elon Musk's 3,700 strong call. This is... You know, I started the whole show tonight almost crying. I think it's going to make me cry again. It's beautiful to see fairness come back into the world. No, you don't deserve special treatment because you're pregnant. The special treatment you deserve for being pregnant is by the male that has made you pregnant. He's in charge of you. He should be treating you absolutely specially. But Elon Musk has nothing to do with your baby. And the law, anyways, keeps employers from discriminating based on pregnancy status. And the fact that your pregnancy status is 1 and that my pregnancy status is 0, Elon Musk cannot discriminate. He has to treat you equally as he would treat a pregnancy 0 person. Babylon B apparently is back on Twitter. I don't know if it's a recent thing. It seems that their account yesterday has been back on Twitter. The Babylon B, they haven't tweeted. They haven't tweeted. Their last tweet is from March 20. But yeah, it looks like they have their account back, or is it that... No, they probably don't have it back. They cannot tweet. The account is up there. It's being presented. But they cannot tweet because they refuse to delete their tweet, probably about the Best Man of the Year award. Go Away says, JF, when the journalist layoffs were happening, we advised them to learn to code. What advice should we give to these Twitter employees that are getting laid off? Amazingly, and I don't want to sound repetitive, but the right thing to say to these Twitter employees is learn to code. Because if you've been fired by Elon Musk, you didn't have much recent contributions to the code. So I know that learn to code used to be saying to people, get into the coding business. Learn to code. But amazingly, these people come from the coding business, and yet they still need to be told, learn to code. Because you were so unessential to the coding aspect of Twitter that within a week, Elon Musk could see it. And you're now out of the company that you've ruined. And you ruined that company because you didn't learn to code properly. You learned to censor. You learned to look good toward advertisers. You learned to deal with the ADL and the dark money networks that have led you to ban us. Learn to code so that you can actually put forward platforms and software. Rand Paul vows to introduce bill to stop government and big tech colluding to censor speech. That would be good, because I don't want emails between the Faucis and the Twitterettis and coordinating on who to censor. But it won't be enough. Just don't make it. What we need is a complete stop on censorship on the internet. And even if a government agent is kept from sending direct emails to Twitter, there will be indirect ways through which systems of censorship keep operating. So what we need is politicians with balls who would say, we're abolishing censorship. Just like we're forcing Walmart to serve any people independent of their race or religion, we're going to force Twitter to serve any people independent of their political beliefs. Judge hands Biden admin a huge setback in big tech government censorship case. The Biden administration's attempt to block depositions of several key officials was turned down November 2nd by a U.S. judge. So all of these officials will be forced to testify. And maybe we'll get some surprise from these testimonies. Maybe they'll have to say, oh, you know what? I did contact the Twitter lady. I thought it was okay, but it wasn't. That would be beautiful. They all lied to you. An actual CNN article written by the same person, Elizabeth Cohen. In the Trump era, she was saying President Trump is wrong in so many ways about hydroxychloroquine studies. Here are the facts. And then when the hydroxychloroquine studies were completed, study finds hydroxychloroquine helped coronavirus patients survive better. Oh my God. These people are dangerous. They have kept us from just examining, is it possible hydroxychloroquine may help a little bit, maybe? No, we couldn't say this, we couldn't think this. And Keith Woods reports on his Telegram channel, and that will be our last news item for tonight. He's just gone full Judaism. Not Keith Woods. Keith Woods is reporting about an MMA fighter from the UFC. I don't know if it's from the UFC, but his name is Jake Shields. And he said, I've just converted to Judaism, so now any criticism of me is anti-Semitic and you will be fired and ostracized. This guy has decided to truly convert to a religion, and he wants to benefit from the protections that are associated with this religion. And people were testing him in the Twitter threads and all, and they were like, okay, here's a critique of you. And he says something like, he answers to him, he says, that is anti-Semitism. Have you heard of the Holocaust 80 years ago? This guy is just going full. All right. I want special protections. I want the minority status because it allows me to make better arguments. In a world that elevates suffering of minorities. Yes, I understand that he's trolling Kobe Killer Clown. But still, he's going full on into this troll. That's funny. In a world where we elevate minorities above majorities, you are bound to have people either trollingly or genuinely interested at being minorities, because as long as if you are giving more rights, people will want those rights, will want those advantages. That is it for tonight, boys. It was a great discussion. RoboCat, contact me through email if you want me to revert your entropy super chat. I will certainly honor paying you back if you do not want to contribute to the show. Much love, and for those of you who want to give to support the show, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $5 level or at the $20 level. We will have our private Patreon hangout soon next week. I haven't determined the date yet. Bye-bye and good night.